brings up a good question I had in terms of the similarities and differences between other sites that you've dove in California. Cordell Bank sounds completely unique. Was there any other dive sites along the coast that were sort of similar or had some similar species? And maybe you can just describe those?
Dave Casota. I think probably the closest to just having some of that would be some of the pinnacles off of Carmel. Down in Monterey, we used to run recreational dives to a place we called the Pinnacles, and it in some of the deeper parts of that area, there was some hydrocoral, and although very small in comparison to Cordell Bank, and also it's a well dove area, so it's been, you know, looted, as you might say, so. But that would probably be the closest that I had seen in California to what you might expect at Cordell Bay.
Yeah, John Walton. A similar place I didn't really get to dive deep was Arena Rock. It seemed quite similar, but it's a much shallower deal. The other place was fortunate to dive with Dr. Smeeter on Smeeter Bank down at Point Sur. And the Pinnacle, Jerry and I went on that. The first dive was pretty amazing, very similar to Cordell Bank. Huge hydrocorals, huge fan sponges, similar depth, similar visibility. Not the life of rockfish and juveniles, but just the invertebrate life was amazing. Very similar to Cordell Bank. Also, on the descent, or actually ascent in Cordell Bank, I was really amazed with the life in the, I guess you'd call it pelagic life, the salps and the tenophores and the jellyfish, cnidarians, that would come floating by you when you're on the line. Just amazing, beautiful, like creatures from another planet. Mm-hmm. The tenophores with the colors and the salp that would be 20, 30 feet long, these huge chains would float by you. Just beautiful. And one of the dives I really remember was one of the deeper dives with Jerry and I dropped down to the sediment. When I hit the bottom was crawling, and it was brittle stars were just, I mean, the bottom was alive. And when you're narked at that depth to see that, it's kind of hard to get a grasp of what you're looking at. You know, thousands of little arms sticking up out of holes in the bottom. That was really something. I'll never forget that.
Jerry Sewell. Like John was saying, when we were decompressing on the T-bar, like you said, you'd see all this marine life drift by. And so it was giving you something to look at and do while you're waiting for your time to come up, you know. And it helped pass the time. Other times we saw sunfish out there swimming in the, you know, in the distance. And one time, particularly dive, where Dave Walls and I were decompressing, we had about a 5 or 6 foot blue shark swim around us, and he kept circling us, and you could see his eye going up and down, left and right, and I think he was checking Dave out. Or he's looking at him like a stuffed turkey with little, you know, ends on the feet there. But that's, like John was saying, the marine life you would see drift by was, you know, worth the dive itself, help pass the time.
Dave Walls. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I know the first few times that I saw sunfish out in the distance, I was absolutely sure it was a shark, you know, judging from the distance. But it was interesting on the dive that Jerry and I did when we spotted this shark swimming around us, where he said, yeah, the neat thing about the blue with the white around the eye, you could see the eye moving up and down. I actually thought to myself, well, he's going to think that he's not that hungry, you know, when he was watching me. Yeah. And didn't we discover later on, Jerry was filming all of this, and discovered later on that actually you spotted on the film that he was there during our descent as well, so he may have been following us through the entire dive, and we weren't aware of it. I'm glad. Yeah.
Was there a real danger with sharks, with a blue shark, for instance?
I don't know. I never had the feeling or a feeling that I was in danger. They seemed curious, but I never sensed that they were aggressive. I don't know that I was ever really fearful when we were around.
Dave Casota, I'd agree with Dave Walls. I think for most of us, we had seen, but we'd all grown up with the Jacques Cousteau series on television and seen them with a variety of different sharks. And then our experience as divers, that blue sharks were really not man-eaters or known for shark attacks. And in fact, when John was talking about the time when he was sitting on the gunwale waiting to go in and the blue sharks went by, well, you know, he asked, you know, John, and I think it was Jerry, are you up to diving today? But then he said, someone else said, oh, there's sharks in the water. And then Steve and I and Dave were getting our gear ready for our turn. And we said, well, what species? And they said, blues. Oh, okay, no problem. So we weren't worried about that. And when we got in the water on that particular day, they went away. But yeah, when they're around, they really weren't that interested. It was the other species that we were really concerned about.
Any sighting?
We saw great whites on a survey? Yeah, John was there, and a friend of ours was there too, taking pictures. Got some really good pictures, so you should talk to John about that one.
That was at Cordell Bank?
Yeah. So I don't know if it was at the bank or on the way out. Here, I'll pass it over to John.
Yeah, John Walton. I don't remember the year, but we had done a survey dive out of Bodega Bay, and Bob had chartered a boat, a fishing boat, to go out and do back then it was Loran Sea, and we didn't have satellite. And so we went out and did the survey, and on the way back, we saw a very large triangular fin. We were probably halfway back from the bank to Bodega. A big 3-foot fin sticking up out of the water. So we swung over the boat to it, and it was about a 15-foot white shark that was basking. And I don't know if he'd just eaten, but he was just underneath the surface and really didn't care much about our boat. We got right up to it. Actually, the boat actually bumped it. And he kind of gave a big, you know, with his tail and moved off. But it was a very intimidating fish. It was a big fish. I was lucky enough to see a white shark eating a dead gray whale in Monterey Bay in 87, it was a different with Greg Remick. And we saw this shark come up and eat this whale. This is not the Cordell Bank, but I wish I'd had a video camera. We watched it for about an hour eating this whale. And it was, we called the Coast Guard because it was floating into the cannery row area. They came out and grapple hooked it. And when they got there, there were two sharks, one 15 and one 20 foot shark eating this whale. It was pretty spectacular. I have a picture at home, but not Cordell Bank, different story. But we did see one on the way back from Cordell.
Jerry Sewell. There's a couple dives where we saw multiple sightings of blues, but they were smaller, juvenile size. And I know some of the safety divers were a little apprehensive to go in and retrieve some of the gear. They had their voiced their concerns, but we tried to, you know, reassure them that they're just blues, don't worry about it. So, but they were a little worried.